It's very special to be learning together with you on Motzei Shabbos. There are many mitzvos that we perform, and unfortunately, for those of us who grew up in a frum home, we do the mitzvos out of rote, and we don't think about them. We don't learn about them. We don't delve into their significance. And I would say there are two types of mitzvos. There are mitzvos that happen so often that we take them for granted, and we don't think about them. For example, Shabbos. For example, tzitzis and tefillin. These mitzvos we do so often that we do them because we're supposed to do them. We grew up like that, and we don't take time to think about them and to learn about them. And of course, we should. And then we have other types of mitzvos, and they are on the other side of the spectrum. And there are mitzvos that don't happen often enough. And because they don't happen often enough, so for sure there, we don't spend time thinking and learning about them. And one example would be Shemitah. Shemitah happens once every 7 years. Doesn't happen so often in a person's lifetime. And therefore, even when it comes around, so we're not so familiar with the halachos, maybe we're not so familiar with the hashkafos of the mitzvah, and it's incumbent upon us to really think about it, even though it doesn't happen so often. But when we're in it for that entire year, for this year, it's important for us to think about the mitzvah. I'd like to present some of the ta'amei ha-mitzvos, some of the reasons of the mitzvos that the Rishonim and Acharonim present as to why we perform the mitzvah of Shemitah. Rav Rimon in his beautiful Sefer sets out three different categories of ta'amim, and I want to review those, and then get to the final point where I'd like to suggest that Shemitah is obviously relevant to all Jewish people, but I think it could be even most relevant to those studying in Israel for the year, as we'll see. So we're going to divide the three categories into three categories that I'm sure we're all well aware of. The Maharal and the Vilna Gaon in different places suggest this breakup of our service to Hashem. And that is, there are three categories. We have the category of Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Atzmo, and Bein Adam L'Chaviro. And let's try to delve into these three categories and see how Shemitah plays a role in each of these three. So we'll start with Bein Adam L'Makom. We generally categorize mitzvos like this, tefillin, tzitzis, mitzvos that have to do directly with us, between us and Hashem. And the Sefer HaChinuch points out two points about Shemitah that will enhance our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the first he says is the following. We'll read it inside. Mishar Shea Mitzvah, number one, L'kavoa b'libeinu, to set in our hearts, L'tzayir tziur chazak v'machshav osenu, to really think about the following, Inyan Chiddush Ha'olam, the idea that Hashem was the one who created the world. He created the world in 6 days, and He rested on the seventh day. As the Ramban points out at the end of Parshas Bo, that there are many kofrim who believed that this world was here forever, and specifically the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim and other mitzvos come to teach us the opposite, that Hashem is the one who created the world. There was nothing before Hashem decided to create the world. And the mitzvah of Shemitah is coming to teach us this idea as well. That, as he says at the end of his paragraph, Kidei sheyizkor ha'adam, a person should remember, Ki ha'aretz shemotzia elav ha'peros, that the land that produces fruits, b'chol shana v'shana, every single year, lo b'kocha u'skul asa, it's not because of the land itself, totzio sam, ki yesh adon aleha ve'al adoneha, that there's a master on that land, there's a master on the land's master, and that is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the Chinuch suggests that the first idea that we should think about when we are keeping the mitzvah of Shemitah is this idea of Chiddush HaOlam, that Hashem is one who created the world. He continues to be involved in the world. And when we think about the mitzvah of Shemitah, we should think about this idea of Chiddush HaOlam, and that can enhance our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's number one. The Sefer HaChinuch later on suggests a second idea that we should think about, and that is the following. Ve'od yesh to'ela nimtza bazeh, another benefit that we could think about, ha'adam sheyosef ha'adam bitachon b'shem baruch hu, that a person can increase and enhance his bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, it doesn't make sense for a person who has a land to not work the land for an entire year. Maybe you should take off a month here, a month there, not to overwork the land. But to take off an entire year and not work the land, that takes an act of bitachon. That takes an act of trust in Hashem, as the Torah itself promises, that a person will be able to succeed and he'll be able to survive even without working the land in the sixth year. He'll get bracha in the sixth year, seventh year, even eighth year. And therefore, the Chinuch suggests this second idea to enhance our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is of bitachon. That a person puts his trust in Hashem. Hashem, I'm going to leave this land for an entire year, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to start working. And for an entire year, I'm going to sit, and I'm going to leave the land, and I trust you that I'm going to be able to survive this year, and the next year, and the year after. And therefore, the focus of the Chinuch seems to be the mitzvos of Bein Adam, or the benefits of Bein Adam Lamakom, that a person is able to think about the second, which is the bitachon, and first, that of Chidash HaOlam, that a person recognizes and remembers that Hashem is the one who created the world, and He's the one who allows the fruits of the land to blossom every single year. That's in the first category. We then jump to the second category, and for our sake, we'll jump to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And this we'll find in two sources. The first is the Mor Nevuchim. And the Rambam suggests that the reason for the mitzvos of, he says here, Shemitah and Yovel, is to quote from the Rambam, this is in Mor Nevuchim, 3rd Chelek, Perek Lamites, and he says, Lechemla al bnei Adam, v'harchava levnei Adam kulam. That a person should gain a sense of chemla, a sense of mercy on other people. That 6 years throughout, 6 years of the 7 years, a person is working the land, he's benefiting, and he's using it for his own family, he's selling it in the market, and he's gaining from his work of the land. And there's 1 year out of those seven where Hashem commands us, stop. Stop making money off of the land, stop focusing on yourself, and instead focus on others. And therefore a person leaves his field, and anyone can come and take food, his whole field is hefker. And that hopefully will enhance his sense of rachamim, his sense of mercy on other people, to recognize that there are those people who can't afford to have food. And even though a person himself was zochet to have his own land, and to work the land, and to sell, but a person should always realize there are others who can't afford, and don't have money, and don't have possessions. And therefore in this year, a person says, hey, take my apples, take my oranges, enjoy, and hopefully that can affect the next 6 years, that a person hopefully will be more sensitive to other people and will be willing to give of himself and give of his land even in those next 6 years. That's what the Rambam suggests. A second idea within the category of Bin Adam L'Chaveiro is an idea that Sfas Emes suggests in Parshas Vayikra, in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Bahar, in Tafresh Mem Aleph, and he says, Ki mitzvah sashmitahu lavo el ha'achtus. Lepeirusho ha'pashat shiyad ashirim ve'aniyim shave b'shmita. That during the 6 years of a Shemitah cycle, so there's a clear difference between those who have money and those who don't have money. People who have big fields, big farmers, they have a lot of land, and there are people who are poor and they have to come beg for their money. And the seventh year, we see that everyone is on the same level. Both Ashirim and Aniyim, everyone is on the same level. Because an Ashir, even though he has a big land, it's not his. He has to give it up, and anyone can come and take from his food. And therefore suggests the Sfas Emes that what a person can gain from Shemitah is the idea of Achdus, the idea that financial status should not divide people. Even though it's true, we have different people on different levels in terms of their finances, but that doesn't define a person. And hopefully, a person learns from this, that even if a person is rich or a person is poor, we're really all on the same level. The idea, again, lavo el ha'achtus, to come to this achtus. And as we'll see later on, Shemitah itself is supposed to affect the next 6 years. The person should be sensitive to these ideas during the next 6 years, and for sure when it comes to achtus, a person should be sensitive to this. That even though a person may be a little bit richer, a little more wealthy, living in a nicer house, but it doesn't mean that he's different than any other person. It doesn't mean the person who is coming to beg at his door is any lower than him. And a person should feel connected in a real sincere way with other people, even if they are of lesser stature than he is. So that would be the two ideas, the two lessons that a person can learn from Shemitah when it comes to being Adam L'Chaveiro. Again, as the Rambam suggests, to increase a person's rachamim on other people. And second, as the Sfas Emes suggests, that we should come to Achdus, to realize that really everyone is on the same level. And finally, we have the category of Bein Adam Le'atzmo. We'll quote a couple of Achronim here. The Shemi Shmuel says the following. This is in Parshas Vayelech, Tafresh Ayin Beis. And he says, Ki'in Shemitah Perusho HaMefarshim, Perusho HaMefarshim, Shiyu Pnuyim Mimalachtam. Mu'yavodas Adam, a person should be free from his work, he shouldn't work. Why? What's the goal? Hestakel Betoch Atzmam. He says it straight out, that a person should be able to focus and to look into himself. V'zos Haysalahem Hachana Shikansu V'yifalu HaDvarim Be'omek Libam. That a person will, before we explain another Sefer HaBris, one of the Farshim on the Torah, he says as follows, a person should not constantly be busy with working the land and focusing on the physical. We should have 1 out of 7 years where a person is free to focus on his neshama. When a person can throw off the burden of work, this is the true happiness. And therefore the idea here is that a person is able to, in this year, focus on himself. He could be selfish. He can try to think about how can I become a better person. Introspection. And taking off that 1 out of 7 years allows a person to focus. When we're focused on the physical, when we're focused on Gashmiyos, so it's very difficult to allow Ruchnius to enter. It's very difficult for us to even take time to think about the Ruchnius. But comes the once every 7 years, and obviously in parallel, once every 7 days, as we'll get to in the next section on Shabbos, a person can step away from the Gashmios and he can focus on Ruchnios. And that's the idea of this year. A person should take time, those who are working the 6 years, a person should take time and think about, how can I improve myself as an Eved Hashem? What areas do I need help in? And what areas am I great in? But what areas can I work on? And as we've said before, this can affect the next 6 years. We take off this 1 year to do introspection and to then focus on the next 6 years. So as we saw, there are three general categories here. We have Bin Adam L'Makom, we have Bin Adam L'Chavir, Bin Adam L'Atzmo. And when it comes to Shemitah, Shemitah plays a role in each of these. That a person is able to enhance both his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his relationship with other people, and his relationship with himself. Rav Rimon points out that we see a very clear connection between Shemitah and Shabbos. And with this, we'll jump into the final part of this year, and that is the relevance of Shemitah to those studying in Israel for the year. If you take a look at the Psukim in Perek Chaf of Sefer Shmos, and you contrast and compare to the Psukim in Sefer Vayikra Perek Chafei, you'll see a lot of parallels between the two. We'll just run through them quickly. In Perek Chaf Pasuk Tes, Parsa Shmos, so the Pasuk says, Sheshis Yamim Tavod Ve'asisa Kol Malach Tachah, you should work 6 days, and you should do all of your work. And if you compare that to Chaf Hei Gimel in Vayikra, so Sheshanim Tizra Sadecha, right, 6 years you work the land, Sheshanim Tizmar Kamecha, and then the second part of the Pasuk, Ve'asavtas Tivu'asam, so that's the work, just like we work. Here you're gathering all of your produce. We then see another parallel in the next pasuk, where the pasuk says in Shmos, "V'yom hashvi'i Shabbos Hashem Elokecha." The 7th day is a day, is a Shabbos day for Hashem. And so too in pasuk Dalad Parak Chafei, in Vayikra, "V'ashana shvi'i Shabbos Shavason Yel Arat Shabbos Hashem." It's very, very clear. There's a parallel there. And if you keep going on, there are some more parallels as well in terms of who this mitzvah affects, your servants, everyone else in your family. And it's very clear that there are similarities between Shemitah and Shabbos, and we don't even need the similarities in Pesukim. If you just think about it logically, we have 7 days of the week, 6 days you work the land, the 7th day is the day of Shabbos to rest, and so too Shemitah is the same idea. We have 6 years that we work the land, and the 7th where we take off. And what is this connection? What is it coming to teach us? So the suggestion is as follows, that the Jewish people are very different than the Goyim. And that plays itself out in two ways. When it comes to Shabbos, so on the 7th day of the week, Shabbos, or Saturday, so the non-Jews continue to work. Hashem decided to take off 1 day out of every week. Hashem decided to take off the 7th day. But truthfully, the entire world continues to work. And to the extent that Goy Sheshavas Chayav Misa, that a Goy who performs or celebrates Shabbos, he takes off, he's Chayav Misa, because non-Jews are not connected to the mitzvah of Shabbos Jews are. Why? Because the source of our Kedusha, we have a different Shoresh than the Goyim. We live on a higher plane. Our source of Kedusha, like I just said, is on a higher level. And therefore, we need once a week to take off, as opposed to the non-Jews, who they just continue to work. And that's natural. I mean, it's natural for the non-Jews to continue to work, as opposed to us. We obviously live, me'al ha'teva, we live above nature. And therefore, we take off once a week. And what's critical, as we've said before, and we'll highlight this right now, is that the Kedusha of Shabbos affects the rest of the week. That there's a major difference between somebody who celebrates Shabbos in the proper way, he had proper meals, and he sang at the meals, and Divrei Torah, and learned a little bit of Torah, and really enjoyed Shabbos for what Shabbos is, than someone who slept through Shabbos. How do we see that? The next 6 days of the week. Shabbos is not only the end of the week, as the Orach Chaim points out in his parish in the Torah, that Shabbos is also the beginning of the next week. And the more, or the better, a person keeps Shabbos, so the better his week is going to be in terms of his ruchnius. That's when it comes to Shabbos. And so too, the connection to Shemitah is that, just like we said by Shabbos, that the Jew is on a different level, and therefore, we're not like everyone else. We don't just keep working on Shabbos. We take a day off. So too, when it comes to the Jewish people and Shemitah. Obviously, Shemitah only applies in the land of Israel. What we see is that the Jewish people, when we're living in Eretz Yisrael, we're living in a different plane. We're living on a different level. And therefore, every other country, every other land, every other people, they continue to work every single year. They never take a year off. But the Jewish people, when we're living in the land of Israel, we are on such a different level. Our level of Kedusha when we live in Eretz Yisrael is off the charts. And therefore, every 7 years, we stop to focus. And just like the Kedusha of Shabbos affects the next week, so too, and here's the punchline, so too the Kedusha of Shemitah affects the next 6 years of our lives. The more we're able to focus on Ruchnius in this year, even if a person's not a farmer in Shemitah, but a person has the ability in this year of Shemitah, there's Kedusha in the air. We have Kedusha Sazman. Just like on Shabbos, if Kedusha Sazman, so too this entire year has Kedusha Sazman of Shemitah. A person's able to focus and try to work on himself. So this is going to affect the next 6 years. Why is this relevant to students who are studying yeshiva? It's obvious. Because students in yeshiva are taking off an entire year. They're taking a year off, not just taking a year off. This is the year. A year, 2 years, 3 years, to really focus. And it's just like Shemitah. A person's working the land for 6 years, takes off a year to focus. So too, a student who comes to Israel to study is taking off to focus. And I think what's really interesting is that a person really should divide his avoda in this year to these two categories. The categories of Bein Adon L'Makom, Bein Adon L'Chaver, Bein Adon L'Atzmo. A person, when he's studying in Israel for the year, when he's learning Torah this year, a person should try to think about, how can I enhance my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? How can I enhance my relationship with others? And how can I enhance my relationship with myself? And if a person is able to do that, he could really build himself as an Evan Hashem. And the better a person does, the more a person invests himself in his year of Shemitah, his next 6 years of his life, which for someone studying in Israel, the years between 18 and 25 are the most critical years of a person's life. A person can build a foundation for himself. A person can focus on this year. And be adlo makom, be adlo chaver, be adlo atzma. A person can come out a different person, and we'll see the effect. Hopefully, the positive effects over the next 6 years. And a final connection that Rav Rimon points out is a connection between Gan Eden and Shemitah. We won't get into the psukim where he points this out, but he says there's a clear parallels between Gan Eden and the year of Shemitah. Why is that? He says because in the year of Shemitah, we're going back to the original plan. What was the original plan? Where really Hashem would provide for us. We would guard the land, la'avda u'lishamra. That was part of the original plan. But we wouldn't have to sweat. B'zeyas apecha tochalecha. And that's only a punishment later on. But in the original plan, Hashem was going to provide for us. We'd work a little bit, but it would be easy for us. Also, we'd all live in harmony, whether it was man with man or man with animals. People would live in harmony. And it's this idea that we're supposed to also tap into this year, to think about, that we're trying to get back to that original place of Gan Eden, where a person's able to study Torah, focus on Ruchnius. Yes, a person has to work, but it wouldn't be so hard. A person would be able to live ba'achtos with other people. A person would be able to recognize that Hashem is in charge. And that's the idea here. So just to conclude, we saw that there are three areas of avoda that a person can focus on. In Shemitah, the area of being adam l'makom, being adam l'chaver, being adam l'atzmo. And we saw is that it could be most relevant to a person studying in Israel for the year, where a person is really taking off time to focus on his ruchnius, just like we do in Shemitah the entire year. And therefore, someone who's in Israel in the year of Shemitah, the Kedushas Hazman, every single day, to be able to focus and tap into being adam l'makom, being adam l'chaver, being adam l'atzmo. And I suggest that each of us tries to write down maybe three or four areas in each of those categories where we can really work. Bin Adal Makom, Bin Adal Chaveiro, Bin Adal Atzmo. Try to focus. Try to think about those three areas, and hopefully we'll come out of this year much better Ovdei Hashem, which is going to affect the rest of our lives. Have a Shavua Tov.